1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. It is time for Community Speaks, which is brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. And joining me now, talking about the Women's Health Forum, is Cynthia Twing. Cynthia, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you, Brady, for allowing me to be here.
Absolutely. And with the Women's Health Forum, we've had you in, what is this, the third or
this? No, this
fourth?
Is
fifth?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
And so how many of these forums do you have coming up? Do you do one every month, or?
We do one a month from January through May. Next month will be our last one the season.
Okay, gotcha. So you got two more coming up, and the April one is coming up next week. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Okay, it's next Thursday, the 19th, and we'll be talking with Shanda Rodriguez, who will be sharing her thoughts about the hospice program and palliative care at the hospital here. Shanda was born in Sheridan and kind of made her way back to the Buffalo area, went through a home health and hospice rotation here in Buffalo and really loved it here. And so when that position opened up, she was able to get that. And so she's doing a great job with that hospice and palliative care portion of the library operation. And I wanted to say a little bit about the hospice care, which is still under the umbrella of the hospital. But it was started in 1994 with proceeds from the Susie Bowling Lawrence Memorial. And it has continued to offer those services, hospice services, all these years. So it's pretty incredible what one family's legacy can do for a community. Hospice offers a variety of services, including nursing, spiritual, social services, and ancillary to those who are suffering from terminal illnesses. So a real, I think, key part of the community in really serving those our aging population.
Yeah, we actually had your speaker on the show. I think it was maybe last week.
Oh, all right.
We had her on the show, and I think she'll do a great job. And as I was speaking with her that day, it takes a special person to do hospice care. You know, you get into hospice care, and you know those people are you know, at the end. So as you're working with them, you know, that's new people you meet, and then they're going to, you know, go away pretty soon. So mm-hmm. it takes a special person to be able to do that and do it well.
Yes, it certainly does. And I would say from my experience of living here forever that I've seen that program with those kind of compassionate people in the control of that program all these years. So we're really blessed.
And how has your Women's Health Forum, how has the attendance been?
We are doing really great. We've had a couple of programs where we were up at 60 women per program, but a couple of times then we dropped back down to around 40.
Sure.
So it just depends on what strikes, you know, what interest there is. But we do, we try to meet those needs that we see in the community, and we're always willing to take suggestions for programming. So, and we do ask our attendees to share that with us so we can follow up on that and possibly set up those programs for the future.
Sure. You want to have programs that the attendees want to attend.
That's right.
So that's coming up next week again, the time and place, and do people have to pre-register? Can they just show up?
They do need to pre-register, and they need to call in to and leave a message on Julia Bettinger's phone number, which is 684-6320, or they can also email a reservation in at juliab@jchealthcare.com. So both ways work for us. We are at the library in the big meeting room at noon. It's from noon to 1 on Thursday the 19th. And we offer a catered meal for $7. You get the catered meal, the program, and your choice of drinks. Non-alcoholic, of course.
Can't get people drunk at noon.
No. Besides that, it would just fly in the face of library policy.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're looking forward to this program and we'll finish up next week or next month in May with Dr. Darnell.
Sure.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming on the program and talking about the Women's Health Forums, and we hope all of our listeners out there check that out next Thursday over the noon hour. What's the deadline for registration?
Tuesday at noon is okay. When we cut that off.
So you got up until Tuesday at noon to get registered for that. Cynthia, we appreciate you taking the time, and we want everybody out there to stop into the library today and wish Cynthia a very happy birthday. Happy birthday, Cynthia.
Thank you, Brady.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. It's Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.